This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Department of Homeland Security Director John Kelly issued new immigration rules Tuesday. The rules expand the list of immigrants who face immediate removal, set forth a plan to hire thousands of enforcement agents, and enlists local authorities in enforcing federal immigration laws. The plans were issued in two memos. They implement President Donald Trump's January 25th executive orders. Iraqi troops have pushed into the southern outskirts of Mosul as they consolidate their position on the third day of an offensive to take the city. A military spokesman says the coalition of troops has secured an additional 123 square kilometers of land south of the city. The Iraqi military says its forces reached Mosul airport on Monday. When Iraqi forces retake the airport, they plan to use it to launch attacks on the western part of the city, which is still under control of the Islamic State group. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said on Tuesday her government is committed to working with European allies despite occasional disagreements. Haley also called NATO the strongest alliance in history and that the U.S. is working to make the organization even more effective. Her comments echo those made by Vice President Mike Pence on Monday when he told NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg the U.S. is committed to its NATO allies, but other countries also need to share the fiscal burden of defense more evenly. Ecuador's presidential election will go to an April 2nd runoff, pitting leftist Lenin Moreno against conservative Guillermo Lasso. That announcement was made Tuesday by the nation's Electoral Council. This is VOA News. The White House press secretary Tuesday defended President Donald Trump for labeling the press the enemy of the American people. Sean Spicer went on to accuse some news organizations of purposely reporting biased and inaccurate information. At the daily press briefing, Spicer said the president has deep respect for the First Amendment and the role of the press, but added it's a two-way street. President Trump has condemned a recent surge of anti-Semitic threats across the U.S.
The anti-Semitic threats targeting our Jewish community and community centers are horrible and are painful and a very sad reminder of the work that still must be done to root out hate and prejudice and evil.
Mr. Trump made his remarks while he paid a visit Tuesday to the new National Museum of African American History and Culture on the U.S. National Mall. A military court in Israel Tuesday sentenced an Israeli soldier to 18 months in prison for killing a wounded Palestinian attacker last year in the West Bank. Robert Berger takes a look.
There were angry protests in support of a young Israeli soldier after a military court sentenced him to 18 months in prison. 20-year-old Elor Azaria was convicted of manslaughter for fatally shooting an incapacitated Palestinian assailant in the West Bank nearly a year ago. The sentence was the culmination of a turbulent trial that deeply polarized the nation. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
The Libyan Red Crescent said Tuesday at least 74 bodies of African migrants have been recovered along the shores of Libya's northern coast. The Libyan Coast Guard said more than 500 migrants were rescued off the shore west of Zawiya Friday and Saturday. European Border and Coast Guard Agency Director Fabrice Leggeri said last week there were over 4,500 migrant deaths last year along the Libya-Italy smuggling route across the Mediterranean. Nigeria says President Muhammadu Buhari has extended his medical leave in London for a second time. An advisor said Tuesday that during the president's annual checkup, tests showed he needed a longer period of rest. He said there is no reason for Nigerians to worry. He did not say when Mr. Buhari will return to Africa. Transparency International says the international community should be tackling corruption as a top priority in the ongoing battle against extremist groups. In a report released on Tuesday, the organization says government corruption allows militants to take advantage of public anger to fuel recruiting, facilitate arms flows, and undermine public institutions, leaving them incapable of controlling extremist threats. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.